Okay, we continue in the Sefer Bavli. We are now on the final chapter. We're on page Resh Tzadi Gimel, Perek Chaf Ches, chapter 28. And he ends off a very stirring note. The title of this chapter is called Tmimus, which means wholesomeness. Wholesomeness. Do something wholesomely with... we'll see. He's going to explain exactly. Tamim. Tamim means simplicity. Like Yaakov was called an Ish Tam. Yoshev Oholim. It's simple, but it doesn't mean simple as in stupid. It means simple as uncomplicated. Clear is a different word. But it's uncomplicated. And the subcategory explains it better. Asiya lelo she'elot. Doing things without asking any questions. Beperek zeh shua achron b'sifreinu zeh. In this chapter, which is the last one of this sefer, na'amod al nekuda nosevas. Let us stand, take a pause, and another point. Yisodis mod, very fundamental. Shabiladeh adam ena mesuga lagia lihiskalalus b'er b'olam. That without this last point, a person is not likely to reach this concept of being totally encompassed within the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and to develop this closeness that we are looking for. B'noyek Shel Olam, the way of the world is, L'chol Adam Yeshna Shelos Kimat B'chol Tchum Echaim. Generally speaking, all people have questions practically in every area of life. Hulo Mevi Mipnei Ma Bo Alam Yisrael Hashoya Hanoiro. He doesn't understand why the awesome Holocaust came. Lama ploni sovel tsaras v'isurim ve'elu chaveru chai chayim usharim. Why does so-and-so suffer certain pains while his friend lives a very fortunate life? Yeshnam od kama v'chama dvorim shulo mevin. There's many other things he does not understand. U'mitokach omed v'shol. And therefore he asks, Lama kach v'lama cheres. Why is it this way? Why is it the other way? That's life. We all have these questions. So, she'ela, the word she'ela, she'ela which means question. Perusha, it means she'yeshnam dvarim she'em brurim l'adam. It implies that there are certain things that are clear to a person. V'yeshna dabar mesuyim she'ena barlo. And there are certain things that are not clear to him. Memela al masha baralo hu lo shoyel. Va masha lo baralo hu shoyel. And therefore, what's clear to him, he doesn't ask. And what isn't clear to him, he does ask. Ach la mito shel dovor. But the real truth of the matter is that this is not a correct way of looking at life. First says, well, this I can understand, this I can understand, but these things I can't understand. This is not the true way to look at life. Yochel Adam Lahatziv Simon Shela Echot Godol Al Kol HaBriya Kulo. Really, a person can make one big question mark on the entire creation. Vatshuva Al Kol HaShelos Ti Pshut Admon. And the answer to all the questions is really very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachal Omer L'Adam. Hashem, as it were, is saying to man, Al Tishal Shelos, don't ask any questions. Poshut Kimashmo, simple as that. Very interesting, he says. B'Pesach, on Pesach, HaMahalechu Shesholim Shelos, the pathway of the Passover Seder is that people ask questions. The four questions. It's lots of questions and answers. Yesh b'shelus, yesh nam gam tshuvas al shelus. There's questions, and there's answers on them. Pesach hu arosh al ha'moadim. Pesach is the first of the holidays. Ve'ochein, and truly, tchilas avoides ha'odam b'nuya b'derech klal al shelus u'birurim. And the beginning of the avodah of a person is built in general through questions and clarifications. That's how a person starts his road in Yiddishkeit. Achasoyv shel hamoadim hu Purim. But what's the last holiday going all the way to the end of the cycle? The last holiday is Purim. You've gone full circles. Purim. Hu Purim. Hu gematria she'elo. Purim his numerical value is 336. And 336 is the exact numerical value of She'elah, which is also 336. Okay? So what does that mean? Because as a person continues in his service, when a person gets deeper, and he yearns to get to the true point, a person has no one thing. In this creation, we don't ask anything. We don't ask why. We only ask what. That's what we've said many times. We don't ask madua, we ask lama. Lama means lema. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu reitzim mimeni. What does Hashem want from me? Look, in the Purim story, there are so many questions in that story. The Purim story was so filled with questions, people could not understand it from beginning to end. You know, how this nobody, Achashverosh, goes up to power like the way he does. What did the Jewish people do to deserve annihilation? It was the first time, in the history of the Jews that we were totally, all of us were in danger of getting wiped out completely. How they got saved was totally unpredictable. It's one question mark. From beginning to end, it's one question mark. And how they got saved, incredible. They're on the ropes. They were going to be wiped out. And how did they get saved? It's one big question mark. How Haman in 24 hours can fall from second in command with a death note on the Jewish people, a death note on Mordechai, and like we're mamish right on the ropes, and in 24 hours Haman's killed. And the whole story turns upside down. How does that work? Who could plan? Who could predict it? Right? And that's the end of our Avodas Hashem. That's the end of the holiday period. There's nothing to ask. You can't even figure it out. How can we duplicate this? How do we duplicate the Purim story? You can't. Nobody could organize it. It's not possible. Right? So it's full of questions. And that's such a fundamental concept. We start the holidays with questions. And it's a mitzvah to ask a lot of questions. And you clarify things. When you come to Purim, you come to the point of Adalo Yada ben Baruch Mordechai or Haman. We come to the point where you don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Or Haman. Baruch Mordechai really means, the good times in life. And the Or Hamans are the bad times in life. And what you think is good is bad, and what you think is bad is good. Mordechai doesn't bow down, and because of that, the Jews are going to get killed, so they hate Mordechai. But then again, if he would have bowed down, we would have all gotten killed. Right? And especially the last time when he doesn't bow down to him, it gets Haman the most upset, and that's when he decides to kill Mordechai. He says that. And that's the very thing that killed Haman. Right, so it doesn't make any sense. These things don't make any sense. It makes absolutely no sense. What you think is good is really not so good. So, and what really is good is not good. So we have no way of understanding that. There's no way of understanding that. So, what you think was going to be the end of you is the best for you. What you think was the best for you is the worst for you. So now go try to figure out how to do this world. So I give up. So ad lo yada. You can't know. That's it. Ad lo yada. You might as well get drunk. When you're drunk, you can't figure it out. So you're not more clever when you're sober than when you're drunk and trying to figure out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're going to figure out the plan, just forget it. It's one thing. It's taking us to Mashiach. How? I don't know. And that is what, the last holiday, the holiday of Purim, that gets us through the Golus. Right? This was the very end. It's the last holiday. How are we going to get it? Not the last holiday, it's of Hanukkah, but it's now, we're going into Golus. There's no more Nevuah. There's going to be no more, Hashem isn't going to talk to us directly anymore. Right? Purim is the end of Nevuah. That's it. In a few more years, there's not a Navi left. And a Navi, Hashem would tell you, I'll tell you why this is going to happen. Why this is happening. That's what Navi was there for. You have no Navi anymore. So Hashem is saying, you know, you're not supposed to know anymore. You're not going to know. It's going to be now, it's up to Bitachon. It's up to Bitachon. And that's all. So that's what the whole cycle takes us to. At the end of the day, there's nothing to ask. Reish Sadi Dalib. Anim Tzorach Rak Ladas Mahi Ha'avod Amutal Salav. A person only needs to know one thing. What's my job that I have to do as a Jew? Achatshuva Al Hashela Madua Kodesh Baruch Hu Tziva Olai La'asos Kach. But the answer as to why God wants me to do these things? Why God does a certain thing? It should not concern a person. And this is for one of two deep reasons why we can't try to figure out why. Number one, because at the end of the day, a person is a created being and God is a creator, and a created one is not suited to understand anything about what the creator creates. Dvarim kemashmom, it's as simple as that. We don't even have a beginning of trying to comprehend the creation. Consequently, any attempts of a creature that any attempts for us to understand what Hashem does, even that thought, even to try to think, to think that you want to figure out what Hashem, forget what you conclude. But the fact that you're even trying to figure out what Hashem wants, that shows the lowliness of the created being that he thinks he's capable of understanding a Kodesh Baruch. Yeah, he's being kind to say lowliness. I would have called it arrogance. But you're so low, you think you're going to understand a Kodesh Baruch Hu? E'ef shel ha'avin shum dover. You can't understand anything. Finished. Lo ma'duat shrichim le'todayim. Why you have to wash your hands in the morning? You don't know that. Why you really have to learn Torah? You know what? Really don't know. Anachnu yodim rak ma mutol aleinu lasos. All we know is what we got to do. Ve'osim kikach nitztaveinu. We do it because that's the way he commanded us. Okay, I mean, you know, we come up with reasons. But as we've said, you know, there's so many books written about Tamei HaMitzvos, the reasons for mitzvahs. But again, as we've said many times, the word ta'am doesn't really mean reason. It means a taste. It means a taste. So if you ask somebody, why do you eat an apple? You eat an apple because it tastes sweet. That's the wrong answer. But it does taste sweet. And that's why I eat the apple. Well, achim vei to you, that's why you eat an apple. Right? So what else was he eat for? He's supposed to eat it for the vitamins. For the nutrition. Because it keeps you alive. That's why you eat it, right? Unfortunately, there's people who only eat foods that taste good to their taste buds that are killing them, right? Artificial foods that taste good. You eat it because that's not the reason you're supposed to eat it. You're supposed to eat it because it is healthy. And that's why you eat it. I'm not even getting into it. It's a mitzvah to say healthy and that. Forget about that. But so then why did Hashem mess us up and put taste into fruit so we make such a mistake? The answer is because he wants us to enjoy the process. If you're ready, you have to. You're ready, human being. And I made you in a way that you have to eat and you have to put nutrients into your system. Right? And for you to know that because, you know, just like you can't live a day without putting food into your system, you can't live a day without Torah in your system. So, you know, just like you have to keep your physical body alive or it will die by itself. You have to keep your spiritual being alive or you're going to die. And you know what? And that's a big drag. So I made the food taste good, says Hashem. So now you're going to want to eat it. So now at least the activity is a more joyful activity. So it's the same thing. The rabbis gave us reasons for mitzvahs. Why? So it would taste good. If you understand why you do this mitzvah based on our, but that's not the real reason. But the reasons that we give make the mitzvahs taste good. They're more palatable. They can go down easier. And if I understand why I'm doing it, but don't think that that's the real reason why you're doing it. It's not the real reason to eat the apple because it's sweet. The real reason is because of the vitamins, finished. So there's vitamins in every mitzvah. And those vitamins, nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know the vitamins in the mitzvahs. Only Hashem knows that. So you can't understand anything. Chazal Shon, the rabbis ask, Lama Toiki Bereish Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? It's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. When Mishim Gemara answers in typical Jewish fashion, Lama Toikim, why do we blow? Rachmona Mertaku, God says blow. That's why we blow. Finished. Kleimer, read to say. Now, of course, there's all the other reasons. When we blow the shofar, it's the cry of the baby, and we show Hashem that we're dependent only on you and on nobody else. And it evokes the memories of the Mesiris Nefesh of our Avos and Klal Yisrael to show that we've done all nice and wonderful things that make it easier to taste, makes it easier to swallow. But the bottom line, why we really do it? Because God said to do it. That's it. And there's reasons beyond we can do. Kloimer, meaning to say, Ein Sheila Lama Tokim Rosh Hashanah. In other words, there's no question why do we blow in Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Likar, Hashem says blow. Also let it go. So when Hashem says blow, we blow. Blue Lishos Ha'os. We're not asking questions. Done. Hamaskana Eva Achasi. The end is always going to be the same. Nivra Lomevin Shum Dover. A created being doesn't understand anything. Hadover Hayochid Shibiyachalotenu Lovin He. The one thing that we're capable of understanding is Ma Anachnu Trichim Lasos. What is it do we need to do? Lekayim Taryag Mitzvahs Taraisa to keep the 613 biblical mitzvahs. Sheva mitzvahs rabbanon, the seven rabbinic mitzvahs, v'shar pratidim, and all the other details of law. Chutz mizeh, beyond that, ein lanu shum efsharis lavinis machshav t'shubar yisbarach. We have no ability to understand the thoughts of God. That's it. Avodas ha'adam be'isek ha'tayri hi lahavin es ma shuhu mesuga lahavin. A person's business in learning Torah is to understand that which he is capable of understanding. Achim calls us all of love, but after all that, he has to also understand Shalom even as that smush is Torah. He doesn't understand the essence of Torah. Even Rav Moshe Feinstein, who went over Shas hundreds of times and went backwards and forwards by heart, the essence of Torah he wouldn't understand because he's mortal. In the next world, since he works so hard here, Hashem is letting him understand it to a certain degree. Right, the essence, you know what the words mean, you understand all the arguments, and you can say it all, and you understand the concepts, but the etzem, the depths, it's so deep. Im Kain, if that's the case, he asks a good question. Lama lalodim lasuk belimu the dover shebein kovakoli yasik asoibikori. Why should you learn something if at the end of the day you tell me I don't understand it anyway? What's the point? Reish tzadi hei. Hachuvihi, the answer is, because Hashem said you have to learn. That's all. Im Hashem hoya oimer lo'odom, if Hashem would have told us, tispor mi boker ad laila, achat shtayim shalosh shabach, chamein shei sheva. Hashem said every day you count until infinity. That's a mitzvah of the Torah. B'meshach kol yoim tispor v'tispor. Throughout the day, count, 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 count. Until you get to a certain number, until you get to 27 trillion. Then you go to sleep. If Hashem would give such a command, so that's what we'd have to do. Thank God he didn't. He hasn't given us anything that isn't good for us to do. But if that's what he would say to do, that's what you gotta do. What? And that would be good for us. Tishalu, the question is, what comes out of the fact? What does Hashem get out of the fact that I count? The truth is, I don't know. But if Hashem would tell me to count that far, then that's what I'm going to do. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lanu Lispor Miboker Ad Erev, Hashem has not asked us to count from day and night, although does ask us to count Sfira. But Achukein Sivonu Lilmo Torah L'Kayim Mitzvah, etc. But he did command us to learn Torah. He did command us to do mitzvahs. V'kivin shekach, and since that's the case, hareinu oisim zos, so we do it. Ma yotzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'atorah shonu lomdim, mitzvah shonu mekayimim. What does Hashem get out of our Torah and mitzvahs that we do? That doesn't make any difference to us. We're not capable of understanding truly for what purpose do we need to learn Torah, do mitzvahs, do everything that's here. But one thing is clear. What? Hashem asks from us one thing. Listen to what I tell you and just do it. So that is answer number one. Answer number one, why we don't we don't ask any questions, and we don't have, because we're not going to understand anything. That's all. We can't understand anything. You can think all day long and ask every question in the world. We don't know. We don't know why we should learn. We don't know anything. We just know, you know, accept it and do it. That's all there is to it. That's answer number one. Hatshuva shnihi. The second answer is, and so the first one is, we'll say, is the real answer. In other words, because you're not going to figure it out. That's all. A created being can't figure it out. Done. That's the logical answer. The second answer is a pragmatic answer. It's one that is the most practical way of dealing with the situation. Atshuva Shni, the second answer is, Kol rega v'chol koach shenim sabadam, every moment and every strength that a person has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nata oisei boi al menash yuchol avod oisei. Hashem put it inside of us, so we should work with it. Hashem gave us ability to think, ability to have strength to pick up things and to move things and this and that. So he gives us his strength to use it. So now, when a person's busy asking questions, why is it this way? Why is it that way? Why? Very important. Very, you can underline that. The person is simply taking the time and the power and the thoughts, the tools that Hashem has given him. And the ones that Hashem has invested into him. And now the person is investing it into things that Hashem didn't ask him to invest them into. Hashem gave you a brain to learn Torah. I said, just learn the Gemara. You know, learn Svarim that I want you to learn. He said, I got to understand this. Now, of course, there's a certain level. You have to understand what you're reading. You know, you got to understand what's being said. Of course, that makes sense. But like all these, you know, philosophical questions, these questions you could talk for hours on end and get no answer at the end of the day. You know, so you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. You know, it's not going to be in a final exam. The final exam is how many mesechtes do you know? That's the final exam. Well, you know, we theorized about religion for hours on end. No, we theorized. You know, we're schmoozing about, you know, is there a God? Is there not a God? Why would Hashem? Why is Hashem making this? Why is Hashem making this? Why is, you know, the Israelis, you know, so incompetent and, you know, and everything's upside down. It doesn't, you know, how can this be? Hashem said, what are you wasting your time with this? It's not going to be, we're going to ask you in a final exam how many times you read Arut Sheva. It's not going to be on a final exam. Believe it or not, it's not going to be on a final exam. No, you know, I clicked on it 8 times a day. You know, 30,000 times a year. See what kind of good Jew I am. Hashem says, how many times you click on the Gemara? You know? Kavat itim l'tar, not kavat itim l'internet. You know? And that's the worst thing of you know, and he's talking about trying to understand real things. You know, what about time we're wasting? You know, what's the worst thing about going on the internet? It's that you could be learning Torah that time. Somebody's got to go. Last night I had to buy tickets for my daughter and son-in-law to come for Purim. Okay, I got to click on. Takes 10 minutes to do it, right? If I do it by phone, it would take longer. You'd wait 10 minutes till they even pick up the phone. and you pay more. Okay, so, you know, it took me less than 10 minutes through the whole thing. You know, probably maybe 5 minutes. It took me longer to remember my password. I had everything done. I might as well went through the whole thing. The last thing. You know, what's your code word on your Visa card? And that one, there ain't no code word. So I clicked on forgot. So that I was able to get it anyway. But, you know, that's okay. That's it. You have to use the internet for that. You know, Jeanette has to send me we have to send out the bulletin. Okay, you know, but all these things, you know, that's not what Hashem wants. He doesn't want you to, these philosophical questions and this and why, this, that, all these things. You know, what should we do? You know, it's a problem here. It's just, oh, learn Torah. Finished. I mean, you need to know what's going on. Takes a minute. Like I keep saying, the politics and the history of Eretz Yisrael is the same all the time. It's just change the names, the idiots and the fools. That's all. It's the same. It's all, no different Begin, no different Olmert. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Finished. So you have a Rebbe who sits you down once. He says, this is the Mida Keneged Mida, and that's it. Finished. You got it. We don't have to talk about it anymore. We only got one thing. We got to go and learn Torah. Finished. And if we have to give tzedakah and those things, that's doing. That's doing. Doing is one thing, analyzing is another. You know, leave it up to the Rosh Yeshivas to give you one shmooze. This is what Hashem wants. Finished. You know, you don't have to Google a million sources and what does this guy say? What does that guy say? Somebody came up to me recently. It was 2 weeks ago. I gave a very searing insight as to what was going on in Eretz Yisrael and what we should doing this and that. You know. So somebody comes and gives me a Tanya de Misayele. Tanya de Misayele. You know, the Gemara will like say something and say, you know, we'll bring a Tana who proves your words. You know? Says, well, I was going through the internet and I saw Rep so-and-so, you know, he says, just like you. So I wanted to say to the guy, why did you have to look? I already told it to you. That's my job. It's to save you all the time. I've been trained for 50 years how to look at the world. So I told you already. He meant okay. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. You know, he says, see this rabbi says like you. I said, I don't need any rabbi to tell me. I know what it is. I had Rosh Yeshivas who taught me how to look at this. I had Rosh Yeshivas when they said Zionism and racism. They sit us down for an hour. They said, this is how a Jew has to look at things. And that Rosh Yeshiva got from his Rosh Yeshiva. Right? So everybody's looking. Oh, what is he saying? What is he saying? What is he saying? What is he saying? You got to... I'll be learning, that's all. And if you have to do chesed, you have to do chesed. Whatever the chesed is, you have to write checks, whatever you have to do, just do, finish. But all this, you know, analysis, he's not talking about political analysis, he's talking about spiritual analysis, you know, but these are like questions. So why, you know, you have certain people we have, you know, that they never get ahead in their learning because they're so busy going to these philosophy classes. You know, we have these introductory classes. So we ask, why do we give these classes? Why do we give a Derech Hashem class? Why do these things? It's because in the beginning it's Pesach. But you know what, unfortunately? A lot of people are still holding in Pesach. They haven't even come close to Purim. Right? I'm not holding with Pesach. You know, I like these philosophy courses. It's good. A year, two, three, it's important. And you learn it. You learn it. But it gets to the point where, okay, it's enough philosophy. Now it's time to crack open a Gemara and start learning Gemara. This is the real stuff. The philosophy is important. It's Pesach, but we got to move on. Got to move at least to Shavuos. That you got to start learning. That's hard. I don't like it. Too bad. That's what God asked for you to do. You know, people won't get it. I got to learn what I like. Okay, you want to learn what you like? I'll tell you what. You can do Maseches Sukkah or Baba Basra. Which one do you want? You can pick which one you like. Well, I don't like to learn Gemara. You don't have a choice, man. You gotta learn Gemara. So all there is to it. Okay? And you're not gonna have to learn it all. But if you want, we'll let you pick whichever. You wanna start? We'll start with Akoinis. Do some easy ones. You know, there's some things, you know, you wanna learn Gemaras that relate to Halacha L'Maaseh. We can do that too for you. But you gotta learn it. There's some, what? Cause that's what Hashem wants. That's what's on the exam. That's all there is to it. We don't have a choice. Right? That's it. Okay, I see there are a lot of hands here. A lot of people are very... I don't know what I said that was so...
Well,
yeah.
I assume...
Did you collaborate on the question?
No, but I got to think it's pretty standard. I assume he's talking about a question. He's talking about a certain kind of question because all of them are based on questions. All of Pesach is can't say don't ask questions. It's don't ask philosophical questions.
No, yeah, right. Asking questions to understand the Gemara, that's what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants you to... On Pesach, we ask questions and we get answers. So we said, but we have to get past Pesach and get to Purim. Purim, there's questions and there's no answers. Right?
No.
Hashem wants you to understand Gemara, which is questions and answers in the Gemara. Okay, that he wants you to understand. But he doesn't want you to get involved in philosophical issues. Why is this happening? And why is that happening? And why do we gotta get up at 6 in the morning to daven? That's a crazy rule. We can get up at 10 o'clock in the morning and I can pray. Why do I gotta pray to God when the text of the liturgy, a bunch of old men created, let me just say from my heart. Why do I have a standard text to daven? You know what? That's what it is. Just daven it, man. Stop asking questions. Try to understand the words and put a little feeling into it. What do you mean, why? When the Gemara asks it?
Yeah.
Well, Gemara just wants to know the biblical source. We have to know the biblical source for it. You know, we have to connect what we do to the Torah that we learn. There's Torah and there's mitzvahs. There has to be a connect. Can't just, remember, everything's got to be Yisrael v'raisav kuchibrich l'chadu. So we got to understand, if I'm doing it, so where did God tell me to do it? That's all. We have to know, where did God tell me to do it? You know, I have to know where the source is. God told us to do it, so where did he tell us?
Did God tell me to daven at 6 in the morning as opposed to 10? Is that not a legitimate question? Isn't that what...
Because the Torah says when you get up and when you go to sleep, and that's it. That's why. But why did God write it that way? That's not your question. You know, the simple, what's the source for why I have to do it? That's a legitimate question.
Okay.
You know, where do I see that Hashem told me to do this? We see Yidden putting on tefillin every day. Okay, how do I know you put on tefillin? Maybe somebody fooled us. No. It says it right here in the Torah. You know, how do we know, you know, it has to be a source. We have to have a source. Oh, now I see that's what God wanted me to do. How do we know that Tomun by Eish is Potter or Chayiv? That if something's hidden when it burned it up, you're either Potter or Chayiv. You have to have a source in the Torah. What's the halacha? I don't know. We have to see what God says. How am I going to figure that out? We got to figure out, you know, God gave us 13 principles to figure it out. Right? He wants us to look in certain areas. He says, this is the area of investigation. This is the areas of questions and answers. But this isn't the areas, but when it comes to doing and understanding, you know, life, forget it, man.
So we shouldn't be asking why bad things happen to good people?
Nothing to ask. Now, when you're first journeying in Torah, okay, it's a question that has to be dealt with. But then that's it. Now, you know, we don't go further. That, you know, I got the answer, and the answer really is, we can't answer the question. That is the answer. The answer is, there's a lot of variables that are out there, and those can be the explanation. You know, why do you think people were against Lozado? Because he was getting into areas that they were very upset about. So what are you getting into the reasons of why good people suffer? How's it going to help our Yiddishkeit? What are you going to analyze everything? It makes sense to you? There's, you know, Hasidus, you know, tries to get to the deeper, you know, they get pretty scared about it. But they understood. It was an age where Yidden were falling far away from Yiddishkeit. They're getting into the secular world. It was the world of logic and this and that and science. And Jews were, it was the new Avodah Zarah. So he said, you know what, I at least have to give them good, you know, Jewish responses to that. You know, it's what Chovas Avovas is written. All these from were written for one. Rambam wrote Moreh Nevi'im. Why? Because Yidden were being tempted by the Goyish science and thoughts. So we had to get into there just to show Yiddishkeit has the answers too. But that's it. So okay, like I said, year one, year two, year three. I mean, kids got to know. Our kids are exposed to who knows what. To who knows what's going on. So they have to have some reasons. Or we're going to lose them. It's b'di'evit sh'b'di'evit. You know, we're in Gaulis. If we weren't in Gaulis, we wouldn't need to do this. Okay, so we do it. You know, okay, we do it. You know, you're young. You start with Pesach. Okay. Why this? Why that? Why this? Does it make sense now? You understand why we daven? You understand why we do this? Good. Now let's get to work. But the deeper, you know, why? What does God get out of this? You know, forget it. You're not going to get that. You're not going to figure it out. why so many things happen to you in your life? Forget it. What, you know, it's a simple answer. Tshuva. Done. Done. You do tshuva. Now figure out what you got to do tshuva on. And let's get going. And don't waste too much time thinking about it. Start doing some tshuva. Well, I don't know which Aveira is it I'm doing. So Rabbi will say, you know, you came late for davening yesterday. Come on time. Let's see if that works. If that doesn't work, I'll give you another 10 to fix up. No. I got to think it through before I decide which one I'm going to do. What do you have to think through? Start doing tshuva. And you know what? Things may not even get better, but at least woke you up to do it. Finish. Let's go. No, this mita connected mita, measure for measure. I gotta really think it through and this and that. I can't go to the class tonight because I gotta think of why I'm suffering. And I'll think for a month before I go to a class. Just go to the class. That's the biggest problem. Right? Now, of course, you think a little bit about it. Gemara says, Yifash Rish B'maisav. So check what you're doing wrong. That's it. It doesn't take long to check it out. Spend hours and hours and hours. You're not sure? Go to the rabbi. He'll give you lots of reasons. Finished. I can give a few quick. I'll save you lots of time. But you don't want to hear it. So that's a different story. But that's all it is. So it's the time we waste. It's like so, you know, the time we're wasting, you have all, it's Hashem gives you koiches. It's like mamash koiches. He gives you strength. He gives you time. And you're getting into things, and these are what we would think are really kosher things. What are you talking about? Going into philosophy and this and that. That's important stuff. It's not one of the 10 questions on the final exam. How much philosophy courses you're taking Yiddishkeit? It's not one of the questions. It's not there. Right, let me just finish this little paragraph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bikesh me'adam. Two paragraphs. So just 3 minutes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bikesh me'adam. You'll have time. Lahavin lama. Hashem doesn't ask from a person to understand why. Hubikish manu tase says, do! Ukashad Michel Harbe shows, and person asks a lot of questions. Hulakechas manavis kochasov, ayakar mi paz. Umachalasam larik. A person takes this time and these powers. They're as precious paz is a jewelry, what's the translation of paz? It's a, what? A precious commodity. What? What did it say? Diamond? What? Doesn't explain it? The English doesn't explain it? You guys got the English. Okay, anyway. Precious, you know, and you're wasting it on nothing. Nimsen again comes out. So there's two reasons not to ask questions. Number one, ki ef Charlotte Kabul Jews, because it's impossible to get answers. Shekein Adam ben to Musa, ainu masugul havin lasik besichlot shuvaselu. Because a person who dies, a mortal person, ben to Musa, a mortal person, is not capable of understanding and apprehending with his intellect the answers to these questions. And beis ki koychas nefesh v'zam ugon, our time and efforts and talents are limited. V'tzorach l'natzlam liyud shelamana nitno. You gotta exploit them. For the goal for which they were given. Every moment has to be designated, directed to serving Hashem. If Hashem didn't command us to ask, then it's not our job. Hashem says, you want you to ask? Ask Kasha's understanding the Gemara. That's what I want you to ask. Those are the questions on why he is. You can ask all day long. You don't understand why Rashi said what he said. Ask all day long. Try to figure it out. That's the asking I want you to figure out. But trying to understand why this happened and why that happened and why this and why that, you know. After a point, Hashem says, it's enough. You're not going to know anymore. And you're just wasting your time. Yes, I told you have time. I didn't. Oh, whoever wants to ask. Time is precious. We can't waste it.
There's a disconnect that I can see that one can have with it, and that is that ultimately speaking, obviously we do this is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. In giving over that transmission to a generation without meaning can be very problematic.
No one's telling you to do that. No one's telling you to do that.
I agree that we shouldn't delve too much into. But also having meaning and having a connection is is important.
That's fine. There's no problem with that. You do start with Pesach. It's not a problem. When you're raising your kids, you explain to them how wonderful it is. Right? But then we get to the point where we don't need any more explanations. Let's just get to work. You know, there has to be a point in time where, you know, we don't have to philosophize anymore. Let's just do it. You know, and people are forever philosophizing and not getting to the real stuff. Forever downloading internet Dvar Torahs, you know, and not carrying around a little Gemara with them. Right? You know, internet Dvar Torahs are good for people who don't learn Torah. There's a place for it. There's a place for it. Because there's a lot of people. It's good for people who don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to learn. Who will learn at their convenience. Okay, so, you know, it's better they should download an internet Dvar Torah for 5 minutes than, because they're not learning anything the rest of the day anyway. But somebody who's holding where he can learn, why would you waste your time on that? Oh, you know, it's a good vort. You know, on a final exam, guys and girls, how many good vorts did you say? You have a vort here, you know. And not when it's taken away from other time. You know, it's like, you know, people who are kovei itim, they're learning. Okay, it's a maver sedra. You have to be maver sedra. Maver sedra, you come up with a question, so you have a vort. You know, there's a time to learn a vort. You know, but if that's like, you know, it's like these millions of downloads. Guys come to shul, you know, with 60 pages. This is what I got to get through on Shabbos. You know, first of all, you shouldn't bring any into the base medrash. You're supposed to be davening now. You know, the only person that has any head to look at anything is the rabbi. Maybe 5 minutes before I have to give the dress, remember what I have to say. And even then, Baruch Hashem, I got over that yitzhak, so I don't look at it during davening at all. Right? Right? When you're in shul, what are you supposed to do? Why did this guy start learning during davening? It's just crazy. He's supposed to daven during davening. Right? Isn't that...
So where's that?
What? So it's wrong. Where'd it come from? It's wrong. Finished. Because people don't appreciate that because they don't do what Hashem says. Hashem says, time to daven. It's time to daven. Nobody sees me bringing those in.
I didn't say you.
That's all the way up. If you guys knew that I'm the up...
Because the Rebbeim during davening are with
spoiled. Not me.
No, the system.
Okay, so I did shuvah on that years ago. I did shuvah on that. You're not supposed to do it. That's all there is to it. Right? So you should say, I have to learn, you know, guys do these internet tutorials, and not even Maver Sedra. Maver Sedra is brought on a Shulchan Aruch. Maver Sedra means to go over the Parsha twice with Targum. It's brought on a Shulchan Aruch. No Shulchan Aruch says to learn internet tutorials. It's not there. Okay, at the Shabbos table, you're going to say it's Dvar Torah. Okay, you whip it out for a minute and say it. But the problem is, the guys aren't ready for Friday night meal. So therefore, they have to learn during Kabbalah Shabbos. You know, these guys, we're dancing, bringing in the queen, and you're looking at your Dvar Torah. You know, there's a chasana. Your daughter's getting married. They just brought the chasana kala in, and you're doing a Dvar Torah at the head table while everybody's dancing. It's very nice. You love your daughter. You know, you're not ready to have a Dvar Torah at the Shabbos table. You got to be ready beforehand. Thursday night, come to Kol, get your Dvar Torah. You know, that's all. You think, and the things we send to the Olam, you know, it's like, it's very carefully, you know, what are we saying? We're saying halacha, exactly what you got to do. Okay, one Dvar Torah, finish. And you should read it at home. Right? Instead, you know, these guys are masters of the internet Dvar Torahs. And they don't know one page of Gemara. Why? Because that's hard. Why did I got to learn Gemara when I could download it off of a website? So anyway, Mitzvah Hashem should give us the koyach to understand, just to do. And we're at that level, we can do. Okay, we have to know how to answer other people to help them be makar of them. But for our doing, we have to do.